This is Wade Allen with the Shelby Star, and we're here talking with Randall Bowen. He lives in Shelby, and he grows irises, among many other types of things, and flowers in his garden and his yard. And Randall, I know you're excited. You're back home from New Orleans, and you won the Cigna Medal from the American Iris Society for a variety of a species of iris that you grow. Tell me a little bit about what it was like to be down there and to get the medal, huh?
Well, they made a bigger deal out of it than I was anticipating.
Okay.
but it was very humbling, and I was very honored that because you win the medal by judges voting on that flower. And they it took it 13 years to win the medal. I was the 13th person to receive the medal that night. I was, that was my 13th national convention.
Okay.
I was in room 113.
So 13 is not unlucky for you.
And it actually won the award of merit in 2013. And so I'm like, well, maybe I don't need to be so paranoid about 13 anymore.
Right. Exactly. Huh?
But,
wow. And you tell me you're happiest when you're out here at your gazebo, just enjoying the nature and 30 or 40 birdhouses here on your property, and so you've always got some kind of birds chirping and coming and going. And
yes, it's my wife gets every time we turn around, we'll buy another birdhouse, putting it up, and then you can see the gazebo here. If we walk in the gazebo,
yeah.
One not nearly hit you in the head.
Right. Yes, they have made their own here at the gazebo. Yeah,
but it's just a. And I grow a lot of my own vegetables. I got blueberries, kiwi, grapes. I got the golden scuffadines. I got the purple scuffadines. I grew a lot of my vegetables, my tomatoes, peppers, onions, okra, potatoes. I got potatoes that's coming up now. I grew my own asparagus. Strawberries. I've got to pick strawberries tomorrow. So,
your talents don't stop at flowers, huh?
No, it's so cool to be able just to go out and pick your own vegetables. And, in fact, last night we had fresh lettuce out of the garden, fresh onions, and it's just.
Have you always had a green thumb? Have you always had a talent for making things grow?
Hmm? I have.
Okay. Where do you think that comes from? Pay attention to detail, or are you real nurturing as a person?
Well, and we had a large garden when I was at home. I grew up on a farm, and so we just enjoyed growing, you know, vegetables. And so ever since then, I've just always... I've had a garden, I guess, every year since I can remember.
Okay.
And it's just...
I guess when you're good, you're good, and you can't really explain it. There's a lot of people
I
wish
don't know
they
how
could.
How good I am, but I sure enjoy it.
Right. I guess one key is spending plenty of time with it. Right. Time in your garden.
Yes.
I notice all your beds are real clean. They're free of weeds and, you know, stuff that doesn't need to be there. Branches and twigs and stuff. This must take a lot of time going around and making sure your beds are clean.
Well, I'm certified by the state of North Carolina. We are a certified Irish garden. And at one time, we were the only. I'm not saying we are now, but about 3 or 4 years ago, we were the only certified Irish garden in North Carolina. But when they come and inspect me, their comments, well, this is one of the cleanest gardens I've ever seen.
Right.
And my response is, well, I live here, and I just enjoy it better if it's clean.
Right. Sure. Sure. What kind of tips do you have for somebody who'd like to start growing irises in particular? Like maybe you said you started in 1992 and that you're competitive in nature so that you enjoyed learning how to win and then winning, you know, at the different shows and things. Maybe if learning to grow irises is something somebody wants to do, how could they start?
Well, I would advise anybody to start off with just a few. And depending if you want to get into beardless or bearded, these are beardless, the ones that you wrote are bearded.
Okay.
and they kind of like two different kinds of environment. However, I have seen people take the ones at the road and get away putting them in raised beds with a little bit of mulch, but most of the time those grow better in just natural soil.
Okay.
But
tell me the difference between bearded and beardless. Hmm?
Well, a bearded will actually have, it'll look like it's got a beard.
Okay.
On it. And usually the flower will be one color and the beard will be another color.
Okay.
Beardless actually just don't, they just don't have that beard.
Okay. Are those the main two different types? Hmm?
Yes.
Okay.
Because see, so many things fall under. Now, like your bearded, you have your dwarf and your standard dwarf bearded.
Okay.
And then you have your MTBs, which is a miniature tall bearded. And these are what they call the tabletop Irish. These are ones that people clip and put in the middle of the table.
Okay.
Dinner table. Then you got, when you saw the ones at the road, the outside flowers were either border bearded or intermediate, meaning they bloom first before the tall bearded.
Okay.
So they're just about at the end of their bloom cycle. And then I have a lot of flowers that will bloom again in the fall, and they're called rebloomers.
Okay.
So I would encourage people to try to find rebloomers because they have a better... they're acclimated for this area better.
Okay.
And you have a better chance of it surviving. If you do, you can do some things wrong and still get away with them.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Whereas with some Irish, you can't.
Okay. Okay.
But I would like to, before you leave, I would like to show you one clump of native Irish that I have that actually is native Irish, wild Irish in North Carolina, called Crestata.
Okay.
I have some growing up in the front yard, I'll show you.
Okay.
But there actually are two wild varieties, Verna and Crestata.
Okay.
And I don't have any Verna right now because it's very temperamental.
Sure.
It's just got to be in the perfect place.
Where did you learn so much about irises? Did you read books or do research online or... talking to other people? Or,
I learned a lot from the older generations that have already passed on.
Okay.
And we've been very active since 92 in the American Irish Society. And so we've entered a lot of shows. We've judged a lot of shows. And being a judge gives you an opportunity to... we have to have at least 5 hours training every 3 years. But my wife and I, we've probably got 15 hours right now, extra above what we need, but we just enjoy. I've never been to a regional or a national that I didn't come away with more knowledge about the flowers.
Right. Okay. So just getting out there and going to shows, looking at examples and species that other people come up with.
One other flower I want to show you when we leave, and it's not blooming today, but it will be blooming in about 2 weeks. It's called Sudata, and it is a cross between that yellow flower Pseudocorus I was showing you and Insata, which is Japanese, and it's a very tough cross. But I have three of those growing in the front, and they're new.
Okay.
They're new to the society.
Right.
And all.
Well, I just met your wife, Pat. Tell the listeners about Pat and the things that you all do together. You all travel to shows and you make a weekend out of it, and she enjoys it like you do. She said you enjoy the competition of it, and she really enjoys the beauty of it, flowers.
And Pat is, she is shy to some degree, but when she gets to know you, she can talk your ears off.
Yeah.
But she enjoys meeting the people at the regionals and in the nationals, and we've got a lot of friends that go, but we've had a lot that's passed on because over the years. But she just enjoys doing it.
Right. Well, and you all, they've been married 54 years, he was telling me.
Comes July the 18th.
Yeah, right. Almost, yeah, wow. 54 years. Long time. You have any secrets to a long marriage? You all
stay busy.
Okay.
Spend a lot of time in the yard.
Okay. Yeah.
But we enjoy fishing. We got a pontoon boat. And we enjoy fishing and all that.
You were telling me you grew up not far from here. Tell me what your life was like growing up. It must be cool living so close to where you were, the land where you grew up.
Yes, and it's also cool to think that my oldest granddaughter has the house. And, you know, not what we call the home place. Because once it's still in the family, you still have an opportunity to go back to it, you know.
And that's where you grew up.
Mm-hmm. Well, I actually grew up about a half a mile up the road.
Okay.
But I did spend part of my life in that house. And my mother and father, they lived there about 45, 50 years.
Okay.
Before they passed. And
tell me about your family. I know you're proud of them. You showed me a picture of them earlier.
Well, my son is David Bowen, and he's a big golfer and bowler. He's a very good bowler. He could probably go pro if he wanted to.
Wow. I mean, how amazing. Does he live here locally?
Mm-hmm. He does. He lives beside the... What was that?
I don't know. Something jumped in or out. We're standing beside... I know you can't see the listeners. We're sitting beside a water feature, and something either jumped in or out. Maybe it was a frog or something.
Mm-hmm. But David also golfs a lot, so we're going to Santee Cooper on a golfing thing in about mid-May.
Oh, that's great.
A bunch of guys from the church, but I'm going to go with him.
Right. Wonderful. And, you all active in a church locally?
Very much. I'm a deacon over at Bethel Baptist Church.
Okay,
I work in Awanas. In fact, we got Awanas tonight.
Yeah,
Pat works with them, David and my daughter. So, actually, my whole family works with Awanas.
Okay.
And I've got five of my family that's going on a mission trip in July.
Through the church?
Mm-hmm. Through the church.
Okay.
My wife and two granddaughters and my son and my daughter-in-law.
Where are they going to?
They're going to the Dominican Republic.
Oh, okay.
And my daughter, she's works in the dental business, and she works at the largest dental office between, I may say this right, between New York and Atlanta, Georgia. It's in Charlotte.
Okay.
But she has a long drive every day, but she really likes working down there.
Do any of your family, are they interested in growing flowers, or are you it?
I'm about it.
Okay. Well, it sounds like they've all got careers and stuff going right now. They don't have as much free time. Yeah. Hmm? What intrigues me about the irises is the size differences. There's smaller ones. There's bigger ones. You were showing me one earlier. You said it, you know, it was very competitive. It had actually three blooms together.
Exactly.
I mean, that was huge. And these we're looking at here are a lot smaller.
Right. That was a beauty. That one was called Jurassic Park.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Big as a dinosaur, huh?
Yeah. But the one flower I showed you, it's amazing to think that even back in 1644 that somebody would have thought, we need to record this and name it.
Okay.
So that's a long time for a flower to be introduced.
Sure.
But it's got the sweetest fragrance. If you haul that flower...
The Jurassic Park we're talking?
No, I'm talking about the little bitty one.
Okay.
The small one up here. You would almost get a headache. The fragrance is so strong. I'll let you smell it when we go back.
Okay.
It's unreal how the fragrance is. We actually took it to a show in Anderson, South Carolina, and we went down on Friday, got to enter the show on Saturday, and we both got up the next morning. We had 45 flowers in the room.
Oh.
And the fragrance was so strong, we both got up. Our heads felt like they were going to just...
Yes.
And on up in the morning, but of course, once we got them out and got them displayed.
Yeah.
But I couldn't believe until I experienced that how much fragrance that those flowers had.
And you're just showing me like your sunroom on the back of your home. I think it's so interesting. You know exactly how to cut flowers and keep them looking fresh until you get them where you want to go. You refrigerate them just like a flower shop would. That's really cool.
And the thing the thing is, trying to have that flower at its prime at 11 o'clock Saturday morning.
Okay, right. Mm-hmm.
And so if it's not speeding up enough, then I'll put warm water in the bottle and put it in front of lights. And if it's going too fast, back in the refrigerator in the dark.
Okay, all right. Wow.
So it's to win continuously, it takes a lot of work.
Yeah, for sure.
Because competition's stiff.
A lot of people have been doing it a long time, and you said a lot of people, have a lot more resources maybe than you do, or employ a lot more resources than you do. You do all your work yourself. That's amazing.
I do everything myself.
Something to be said for that. You have more pride in it, maybe. Hmm?
Probably.
Yeah. Hmm. Was there anything else you'd like to share before we say goodbye to the listeners here? Hmm?
I'd just like to say that if they do grow irises, if they buy them from local people, the iris is already climatized.
Okay.
But if you order them from West Coast.
Or online, maybe.
Or online, sometimes you're bringing them in from another climate, and it may or may not be as successful. Not that they're not getting a healthy plant.
Okay.
But the plant may not get them through the hot, wet summers.
I mean,
if we have a dry summer, is on a lot of them, it's a lot better than it is to have a wet summer.
Okay. So buy locally when you're buying your flowers off with.
See, we don't sell flowers until after it's been, we have it 3 years.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
By that time, it's 100% climatized to North Carolina.
Okay.
So you got a pretty good feeling if it's going to grow or not.
Right.
If it's going to multiply and all. And, unfortunately, sometimes they don't all do well.
Right. Well, you were saying earlier, what grows well in Oregon and California can't handle it here.
It may not.
Right.
Some can.
Okay. Wow. Well, we've been speaking with Randall Bowen. He grows irises and many other varieties of flowers, and has a vegetable garden he was telling us about. And we appreciate you listening. Randall and his wife Pat live in Shelby, and longtime subscribers to the Shelby Star. And again, this is Wade Allen. I'm the Lifestyle Reporter. Thank you so much for listening. Have a good day.